welcome back to the Great and Terrible AHS. We're here to talk about the second half of Room 33. Last time we left off with Lady Gaga telling a baby, if any trouble comes, you get him. I'm joined as always by Slow Beef and Miss Shadow Lovely. Hey, what's good?
Yo.
Hello.
God, I love the baby. Baby, I'm going to go to Paris to get some money. But if trouble drops, you handle them. And let me tell you, the baby handles him. That's not what, like, I was expecting a lot of things. I wasn't expecting the baby to handle him in the way that the baby handles him this episode.
Yeah, I would argue that, like, we split this episode in half, and our last episode was talking about the beginning of this episode. I would argue that the latter half of this episode, starting at the point where we ended, is basically just, like, chronicling the adventures of this baby left alone, home alone style. Getting up to like some crazy vampire baby shenanigans. Like, that's what I think the latter half of this episode is. So I think we ended at a good point last time so that we get baby's day out.
I was going to say, Harley immediately making a note of, God, I hope I don't have any episodes named Baby's Day Out already. And if I do, too bad. There's two episodes of the podcast named Baby's Day Out.
No, I think this is as far as my like memory serves, although I can't say anything about the new season because A, I haven't seen it, and B, I don't want to. But I do know it's very pregnancy centric. AHS Delicate or whatever is very baby forward. So I can't say we won't ever have a second Baby's Day Out episode. But I don't think, to my knowledge, my immediate knowledge, that I can recall any other episodes that we would have named Baby's Day Out.
This is very baby forward. I can smell the hint of lavender on the finish.
Right. A lot of baby fever happening. But
there are there's a lot of babies in pregnancy in American Horror Story, but usually there's not, actually I take it back. There's like a lot of babies, but like babies in like the nebulous kind of metaphorical sense. There's not a lot of really physical babies in American Horror Story.
They're often MacGuffins, I think, is the thing. Like, a baby is a plot device, but not a real person. Like, they're not, like, a character or anything. And until Bart, which, shall we get into the beautiful tale of Bart?
It's Bart
so,
time.
It starts with Ramona, Lady Gaga's ex, and Donovan going to the hotel. I guess both Lady Gaga's ex. And they're like, it's time to kill those vampire babies because nothing's going to piss off Lady Gaga more than that. Like, I guess. And so they like, then it cuts to Iris and this is Iris and Liz Tyler going down there, right?
Yeah, because they decided, well, I think they're going down there more so because they need to, well, they needed to break the coffins first and foremost. And for some reason, Iris is also 100% down to clown with murdering the vampire babies. But like Donovan isn't. Donovan's like, no, I don't want to kill the vampire babies. Also, like, like most of the other interactions they've had so far, Ramona and Donovan are like kind of weirdly flirty towards each other.
The weird thing is, I think Ramona and Donovan don't get down there till later. And it's I think this is only Liz Taylor and Iris down there.
I hope. You know what's weird is, I hope I didn't talk about this last time, but I feel like all the characters don't have enough compunction about killing the kids. You know what I mean? Like, I know they're vampires, but, like, nobody even throws in, like, the whole, like, they're not really alive or they're not really kids. It's just sort of Donovan's like, I don't know about this. And then Ramona and Iris even are like, can't wait to kill these kids, you know? And it's like,
this scene for sure. I think maybe we've already passed the scene where it's Liz Taylor and Iris, because I know this scene for sure is where it's Iris and Ramona, because Ramona is like, what's the matter, Donovan? You want to go sniff Lady Gaga's panties? You don't want to kill the vampire babies?
That's Iris and Ramona. Right. Iris is with the two of them this time, right?
For some reason. Yeah. Donovan is like, I don't want to kill him. And Iris is like, I do. But she's like, Iris is like, I want to mercy kill the babies, which is like, well, that feels like a weird thing, because she's like, I've been taking care of them for a long time, and I feel like an attachment to them, so I want to mercy kill them. I'm like, well, that feels weird.
I'll be honest though too, like she delivers it kind of weird because she's just like, yeah, killing them would be a mercy. Like she kind of says it all angry like that, like this is better for them. Not like, you know, there's no like compassionate, like I gotta put them out of their misery. It's like, this is good for them. They want to be dead, you know, that kind of thing.
She delivers it in a way like she's super excited to kill the babies, but it's in response to Ramona being like, oh, well, your son's a bitch. And she literally like says that. She's like, your son pussied out. And then she's like, he didn't want to kill the babies. And she's like, but you seem super excited to kill the babies. Are you like really mad at Lady Gaga? What's up with that? And Iris is like, no, it's because, or she goes, you must hate those kids. And Iris is like, no, it's because I love them that I want to kill them. It'll be a mercy. I'm like, well, that's a weird thing that you haven't shown any proclivity for so far.
Nobody, Slow Beef was right. No one really has a good reason to kill these kids. Like, even Ramona, it's like, there are so many people you would get first if you wanted to get, like, equivalent revenge. Like, it's so weird.
Maybe starting with, like, Will Drake, her, like, cash cow, who are her, like, current fixation, because he's the one who's going to give her all the money.
I feel like all the characters should be like, we gotta put these, like, vampire kids out of their misery, and not, I wanna kill these kids because it'll make Lady Gaga feel bad, you know? Like, that's kinda messed up, because then it's like, well, alright, you're still killing kids, you don't feel a little...
There's kind of a, you can't really be the hero if you're killing kids, even if it's, like, kind of a sideways here, even if it's, like, a nasty protagonist, even if we're trying to Shadow the Hedgehog it a little, like, you can't kill a kid. The hedgehog would not kill a kid, you feel me?
And all you need is one token, like, they're not kids anymore. That's it. You're like, all one character just has to say that, and you're just like, okay, fine, I got it. You know what I mean? But I get, like, it now.
I don't know, even then, there are definitely other medias that handle that situation better. Like, for example, Baldur's Gate has this literal, like, conundrum where there are a bunch of children who were turned into vampires, and you, the protagonist, and other characters are given, like, the decision of, like, do we mercy kill these children because they're going to have miserable forever lives, or do we let them live underground? Like, it's a whole thing. Like, there is, like, something to be done there. American Horror Story isn't going to do that.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm asking for the kindergarten version of it, of just give me a token, but they're not really kids. You know what I mean? Just like that one line, like the action movie line of like, don't, they're not children anymore. And then like, it's like, okay.
It's okay. The police said they don't even matter. Like, they said they're not really kids at all. So no one should feel sad.
This show would have been way better if they had leaned into it, like with Scream Queens, and leaned into it being a comedy instead of it being a quote unquote actual horror show, because I think it would have been a lot less awful and a lot more tolerable.
Then Kathy Bates holding up a cleaver and going, let's kill them kids, would be like high comedy. Right. That's like so funny.
God, yeah.
Well, after this, I believe the next piece of information we get is a little reveal of room 33 is where Bart the Boss Baby is.
That's the title of the episode, in case anyone forgot. That's the title of this episode. Not our episode.
Boss Baby.
But, yeah, Boss That's Baby. Right. That's the episode Boss of Baby. American Horror Story.
Actually, have been a much better title than Room 33.
Like, they wanted it. They wanted it to be Boss Baby, but they knew they would get sued by DreamWorks or whoever made the movie, so they had to change it to Room 33.
I don't think DreamWorks gives a shit about Boss Baby, just going by. Anyway, now that I digress.
So, remember those Swedish ladies early on who were, like, kind of killed and drained for no real discernible reason, and they put their blood through the children and then took that blood out of the children and gave it to Lady Gaga, and, like, for some reason those characters were here? Guess what, asshole, they're back in pog form. The Great. Swedish girls are back. They're ghosts this time, and they, like, don't love it. They're kind of just running around in the hallway being like, oh, I can't find a room, how do we get out of here, oh no, and that's like it. And is this where they run into Donovan, or who do they run into?
No, that's just an aside. I put it in this note because it didn't deserve its own bullet point, but, like, well, the Swedish girls are like, oh no, we're stuck in a forever. And they do cut to Donovan, who will eventually talk to them in like a scene or so. And he is sniffing Lady Gaga's panties. So Ramona was correct, actually. which is weird. Honestly, like, if I was like a weird little freak and someone called me out on the weird little freak shit that I had planned, I wouldn't do it on principle. Like, if she was like, oh, what's the matter? Yeah. You gonna go sniff her panties? If I had planned on sniffing her panties, I would not do it out of spite.
Even if she'll never know, you can't give her the satisfaction of being right. Yeah, I get it. Right.
Donovan doesn't care. Donovan's got it super bad for some reason.
Donovan's like, this is not beneath me. But yeah.
Donovan's like, rock bottom was in 1993 when I overdosed on heroin and then got brought back to life as a vampire, I guess. But yeah, that's where the two sweetest girls are.
They conflated like him and Tristan, because this feels like Tristan behavior of just like running around snorting whatever. Like, he loves snorting. That's his favorite activity.
That's the thing is, like, we really don't, aside from bullet points of an asshole to his mom, because we were introduced to Donovan at the end of his relationship with Lady Gaga, we don't really know anything about Donovan, like, as a person or, like, as a character. So we don't really know, like, what his deal would be. Like, we don't know if he's, like, super into panties. Like, we don't know what his deal is. Apparently, according to Ramona, she correctly presumed that that was the case, and she was right. So, like, I don't know. I don't know where to read Donovan. But, like... Again, he's kind of interchangeable with Tristan.
Think Ramona said that and he was like, huh, never tried that.
Yeah.
I guess all
that. Never thought of it that way.
First time for everything, I guess. Yeah, huh, never thought of it that way. I wasn't planning on it, but now that you mentioned it, I could go for a little sniff.
But also,
better than killing kids, I guess. Yeah.
Like, that's the thing is, like, Donovan is like, oh, I don't want to kill the kids. No, that makes me feel sad and bad. I don't want to do it. I'm like, then why did you agree to do this with Ramona? Like, what is your plan?
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah. What's, like, the happy ending for Donovan, I guess, besides this? Or maybe this was
to be back in the hotel, I guess, ? But, like, that's not going to be the case once Lady Gaga comes back. So, like, I don't really know what his deal is. I don't know what his end game is.
I just feel like you would, like, have the plan set up already. You know what I mean? Because it's kind of like they're just, like, winging it. It's like, okay, I'm here. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I'm going to use my mom to get revenge because we have an inside person now. And then it's like, okay, great. So we're going to go to the hotel. And then they get there. It's like, we're killing kids. Like, oh, wait, what? Like, oh, I thought we were just, like, stealing our underwear.
Yeah,
I thought we were doing a panty raid. Like, yeah.
He literally does not even have plausible deniability, because the first thing Ramona told him about why she, like, saved/kidnapped him was, hey, I need you to help me. I want to go into our shared ex-girlfriend's hotel and kill those baby vampires. That's my whole deal.
Yeah.
She literally laid it all out in front of him. And he's like, oh, well, she dumped me, so bye. So he doesn't even have plausible deniability. He knew that was Ramona's, like, whole, which is, granted,
that's
it's
true.
A stupid plan. It should have been, it's because they didn't, for some fucking reason, didn't want to reveal Bartholomew, the little fucking vampire baby, parentheses real, to us yet, I guess, is like a cool halfway point season reveal to keep the viewers interested. But, like, at that point, because Ramona knows about Bartholomew, because she's about to go in the room and be like, Bartholomew, it's me. Like, they clearly have met. She definitely would have mentioned that when talking to Donovan. She would have been like, hey, you know what Lady Gaga loves more than anything in the entire world? Her weird demon baby that she keeps in room 33. I'm going to kill that thing specifically. But instead, she does, like, a weird red herring of, like, I'm gonna kill the other vampire babies that she uses for vampire dialysis. she definitely loves those. She's shown so much proclivity towards loving those things and doesn't treat them like a ninja creamy on her kitchen counter. it's very odd. But also, like, circling back to the two Swedish girls being ghosts, first of all, ugh. Second of all, God, like, there's got to be so many fucking ghosts in that hotel, because what's his name was killing people, like serial killing people
non-stop.
In that hotel. Nonstop for like a long time. And then Lady Gaga and all of her paramours have been killing people like nonstop in that. Like Murder House Who? There's like 10 ghosts at Murder House. This place has like 900 ghosts, I imagine.
Lousy with ghosts, this hotel. Exactly. But
yeah.
But only like two of them ever mess with anybody. The rest of them just kind of hang out and hide, I guess.
So this is where they find out they like need a purpose to leave, or like a purpose to pass the time or something. It's really unclear.
That's how I took it, because I thought they were kind of at first like, oh, we need a purpose to get out of here. Like, nah, it's just because you're gonna get real bored. It's eternity, you know. Like, or you get to sort of blip out of existence for a little.
Yeah,
you know?
The reason why it's so confusing is because Donovan explains it in a just mind-numbingly confusing way. Because the first thing he does say is, oh yeah, to move on and leave this place, you have to find a purpose. And even the ghosts are like, oh, okay, well, like, how do we do that? And then, like, he explains it and, like, does it bad, explains it bad. And then they're like, oh, okay, like, we can try that if that will get us to leave. And then he's like, no, idiots, you don't get to leave. It's just to keep you, like, busy so that you're not bored and so it doesn't suck and so it's not as monotonous. I'm like, so then why the fuck did you front load that?
Right,
by
yeah.
saying that that's how you have to leave? Like, what do you mean? You don't... You literally just lied to these women. Like, what do you mean? Ugh. And then he starts talking about other ghosts who, like, found their purpose. And that's the thing, is the purpose he gives to these characters, these other ghosts who we've never met, is fucking stupid. Like, that's not, like, it's not a purpose. So, like, the first one he describes is this lady who killed herself on the fifth floor in a bathtub, and they, like, didn't find her body for a long time, which is weird. Think a hotel would maybe check on the room after a while, you'd think.
You know what? You know what pisses me off about this story? Oh, let's describe the story. Sorry, yeah, because she drowns, right? And then she decides to, like, just, like, kill people or whatever, right? That's this ghost. And like
she just like gets, she's in the water and like they don't find her body, so her body like decomposes in the water. And then when people like come into that, first of all, that's why there's always blood in that bathtub. That's the bathtub with all the blood in it from the Halloween episode like forever ago. In case anyone cared about that, parentheses, you shouldn't have because it's dumb. And then like now her thing is when people come into that bathroom, she like fucks with them. And then, like, sometimes kills them. And I'm like, well, that's not, like, really a purpose that a suicidal person would do.
You know what I really hate about this, though? It's I really feel like somebody was, like, watching The Shining, and they're like, why don't they explain that lady in the tub? They should do that. You know what I mean? And it's like, what the hell? Like, how did you miss this whole, like, everything about horror? But, like, so it's like, okay, here's a lady in a tub. It's a rip off The Shining, but she gets a backstory, and she's not better for it. Like... terrible.
And that's why there's blood in the water all over, and don't go in the pool. And it's like, who's this for? What is the point of this?
Yeah.
Like, that's not,
we forgot our show was scary. We forgot our show was scary.
And they do like,
I was just gonna say the purpose they find is stupid too. It's not a purpose,
right? It's like I'm just passing the time by killing people. It's not even, I don't even like doing it, but what else are you gonna do, right? It's like. And then they have a little quick aside, like, and by the way, that's why you shouldn't drink the water on the fifth floor. And it's like, why would it only be that floor? Like, it's not like a floor has its own plumbing, but whatever, I guess. Jeez.
I feel like it's a two-parter of ripping off The Shining, because they've obviously been doing that since episode one. And they're like, we love horror movies about hotels, see? And also partially because I think that, again, they like drawing from real life events. And they're like, oh, the Elisa Lam story. About being in the water tank and then people drinking the water that she was dead in. Ooh, we know about real things that happen that are scary in a similar location. That was a super famous story. So we want to remind everybody that we know about stuff also. It's most of the stuff they put in this show, especially this season, is just a game of telephone of either real life events or a song or a previously existing show about a hotel or movie about a hotel.
lyrics, just like a thing someone wrote on a cocktail napkin, you know? It's like,
yeah.
It's like a the Stone cookie. Soup season. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And for what it's worth, this doesn't come up the rest of the episode, and I have a feeling it will probably not come up the rest of the season if we are being perfectly 100 here.
No, they
I don't think they're ever.
I think they literally just wanted a little segment to remind us that they know that it's a horror show. Because how else would you know?
After they remind us that it's a horror show, we then immediately get something that is literally a joke from the opening of the film Kung Pao Enter the Fist, where Ramona walks into the boss baby room and the evil baby launches itself across the room.
Yeah. And like, they make it really dramatic too. Like, first of all, I guess this baby can't have lights on for some reason. Its eyes are all fucked up, so I guess maybe it's sensitive to light. But like, she comes in and she's like, Bartholomew, and is like calling for him. And you hear like little snarling noises from underneath like the changing table. I'm like, does this thing shit? questions I maybe don't want the answer to. And then she finally finds him slash it. And then they do like this super dramatic like shot of her getting like pounced on by the vampire baby, and it cuts away, and you're supposed to think like, oh no, the baby like killed Ramona. That's crazy. Lady Gaga said to get him if they came in the room, and he got him. but then it cuts again, and now it's like later, down at the bar. And Liz Taylor has enlisted Alex, who is now supposed to be doing Iris's job, according to Lady Gaga, but Iris also still works there, so, like, I don't know what that's about. And they're all trying to find the boss baby, and then Ramona shows up because she didn't die because of the boss baby, and she just has, like, a teeny tiny little cut on her face. And I'm like, so did he, like, pounce on you and cut your face, and then you punted him like a football? Like, what happened? What happened in the interim? I want to see how that scene played out, but American Horror Story is full of cowards.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Show me Ramona unlatching a baby from her face and then spiking it like a football and doing a touchdown dance. Yeah.
Doing a Fortnite emote on him.
I know.
No, don't Carlton the baby.
We had a scene where, like, Lady Gaga met Bernie Madoff, so I can't believe, like, whatever they filmed or had was like, oh, this has to hit the cutting room floor. You know what I mean? I just feel like they were like, eh, skip it. Who cares? Put a cut on her. It's just fine.
I don't think they have, like thinking about it, they must not have, like, a fight choreographer on staff, because, like, I don't think there's really been many physical altercations in the show. Mm. And usually if there's a specifically what I would I'm describing as difficult, although like in theory, if you're a well-funded television show, it shouldn't be that difficult. You have like CGI and practical effects you could work with, but it is American Horror Story and they're scared.
They never do that well either. Whenever they have to do computer graphics, it always looks bad. Like something, it's like something like, did they ask me to do this? Like I'm not next, you know, but like, all right, sure. You know?
Did y'all get this from, like, source? Anyway, yeah, like, I think they must not have a fight coordinator because all of the fights that I would say are quote-unquote difficult for, like, a low-budget production, like fighting a monster of some kind, for example, or anything that would require, like, a magic or something, they just are like, oh, cut to black, and then you guys get to imagine it. Like, another good example is in Coven when, old ass Jessica Lange's character is like, yeah, I fought a Minotaur off screen. What about it? And I killed him. I ripped his head off. What about it? And you just
it's
like
not
straight
even
up
interesting,
don't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Don't even worry about it. It's fine.
Yeah, don't let me bother you with the details of how I did it. Just know that I did it and it's right. Done now. I think
this?
It's that.
Yeah, nothing.
holding the head of the Minotaur. Right. This is just like a warm up for me. Yeah. So Ramona's like, yeah, we gotta find the boss baby. Boss baby's out. And I'm like, well, like that door has never been locked. So like, is boss baby just like startled? Is that why he skittered away? Because like otherwise he could have left whenever
you
he wanted.
You have alerted the witch.
Yeah.
Just popping off,
no,
running around.
No, you aggroed Bartholomew. This sucks. It's the tank music from Left 4 Dead. Yeah.
And yeah, so they just are like, we gotta go get that baby. And it's like, all right, fine. Liz explains to Ramona, hey, by the way, I love Tristan. She's like, great, you should get out of here. It's like bad here. I don't know if you've noticed. It's like no good in this hotel.
Also, Lady Gaga is like really not gonna like it that you love her fella, her little guy.
Yeah. And especially that he loves you. That's going to make her more mad than anything. So, yeah, the Swedish girls have now murdered a random guest up in one of the rooms. They try to, like, intro this guy and be like, it's okay, he sucks. It's fine that they killed him.
We get a whole, segment of him, too, where they, like, compliment his boner. It's, like, a weirdly unnecessarily long sequence of them, like, one girl jumps on his back and, like, rides him like a hobby horse after having sex with him, and then they cry about his boner. It's a lot. A lot happens in this scene that we don't need to be seeing.
It's also like the easiest layup into a murder of all time of two beautiful Swedish women walk up to someone and go, hey, you want to have a threesome? And he goes, yeah. And then you kill him. Like, you don't have to explain it. I know what happened. I can piece it together.
It's also weird, though. That's the go-to of, like, you got to find a purpose. Like, I guess we'll start killing people. Like, all right.
Well, to their credit, the only example Donovan provided was get nasty and start killing people. So, like, what else are they going to do? It is kind of funny. One thing we didn't mention, because I forgot to mention it in the notes, and I just now remembered that they do it, is the first couple of times that we see the Swedish girls as ghosts, and including when they, like, seduce this, like, weird crypto bro, they only speak in, like, Fast and Furious quotes. They're like, oh, that wasn't very Fast and Furious. Oh, is this the line for Fast and Furious? And everyone's like, what the fuck are you talking about? What about Fast and Furious?
Every time the Swedes are on screen, they should be talking about the Fast and the Furious. It's like a weird tie-in. Like, I don't think they actually tied in with... Wait, who the hell did Fast and the Furious?
No, almost certainly not. But it would be very bizarre if you were, like, a ghost in, like, 2075. Or rather, you were in a hotel and got accosted by ghosts, and they're like, oh, Fast and the Furious. You're like, the big Vin Diesel fan? Like,
oh, my God. Like, what if seeing the movies, you know how, like, Moira wanted her body out so she could leave? Like, what if that's their thing, is seeing all the Fast and the Furious movies? And then now they can leave on their mortal plane.
Honestly, I'd love to help them out. That sounds like a great afternoon. Like, let's just sit down and binge all the Fast and the Furious, and then you get to go to heaven.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hey, good for them.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Who knew it was that easy?
Yeah. So they murder a guy and are like, yeah, it's cool. You shouldn't feel bad about this guy getting murdered at all. They do that a lot this season where they're like, these guys are going to get killed, but it's fine. Yeah. You like that they're getting killed. And I'm like, oh, I guess.
Also, this hotel has an extremely high, like, percentage of, like, the shittiest people you've ever seen being guests here. Like, the shitty homophobes with Liz Taylor, the shitty hipster, like, influencers, and now the shitty crypto bro. Like, they only let shitty people come into this hotel, I guess.
There's, like, no one to root for. You know what I mean? Like, any character you like is already, like, in on it, basically. You know what I mean? So, like, there's no, like, I don't give a crap about John, the terrible detective, you know? I feel like I should. Like, this is a guy who, you know what I mean, who's, like, lost his kid and get back. And I'm supposed to be like, I hope he finds his kid, but I kind of don't. Like, I kind of don't care, you know? Like,
because he has found his kid, and his kid sucks.
Right, yeah.
He clearly doesn't want to be found.
And he doesn't care about the other kid. No one cares about the other kid at all. That's the thing, is, like, I think they're, like, taking stolen Dexter valor, where they're like, yeah, the main character is a shitty asshole. Like, the main character is plural. All the main characters of this show are shitty, but, like, the people they're killing are also shitty, so it's fine. It's legally and morally okay to kill checking notes influencers.
But, like,
kind of annoy you.
Even Saw tries to make, you know what I mean? Even when they have, like, somebody who care about it, it's like, okay, this guy's racist. Anyway, on with the trap. They're just like, whatever. You don't like these people. They're annoying. So
Well, but, yeah. Speaking of being on the moral high ground, a thing the show does all the time, Alex walks in and is like, hey, Swedish girls, how about instead of just murdering a guy, you psychologically torture my ex-husband? And they're like, yeah, all right. Okay. They're in on this plan so fast. It's unreal. Like, it's just like, hey, you want to torture my husband? Great. Yeah, we're in. Say no more.
Which, like, the Swedish girls, to be clear, are, like, not nasty now. Like, they're kind of fucked up about killing that guy. Like, they killed that guy, and now they're sad and, like, crying. And Alex, like, wanders in because she's looking for Boss Baby. And they're, like, crying and simpering in the corner. And she's like, what's wrong? And they're like, we killed this guy because we thought it would make it better. But it doesn't make it better. The Fast and the Furious is a great film franchise.
I thought we'd be family, but we're not.
Like, it's yeah. So- I love Vin Diesel. Have I mentioned how much I love Vin Diesel? And then Alex is like, hey, I know someone you could psychologically torture. That could be better and maybe give you purpose. And they're like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. Why didn't we think of that? Well, great. I could go for a little
gaslighting. These women just want an objective.
Yeah.
They don't care what it is or from who. They just want an objective. Give these ladies a map marker and they'll get something done. That's all you need.
Maybe they should start with, like, crossword puzzles and then maybe work their way up to psychological
work
torture.
Work their way up, you know, instead of jumping straight to murder. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Deal with the banality of a crossed word first.
I'm sure they have, like, Fast and Furious themed crossword puzzles. You just gotta find them. Get them on, like, I don't know, like, eBay or whatever. Yeah.
Three letters. Big boy. Drive car. Vin.
Vin. His last name is Diesel, like cars. Get it?
Holy shit, and Vin is like a vehicle identification number, the number you use to identify cars.
This
Whoa.
Sounds like a cryptic man, crossword. I don't know. This is pretty complicated.
This guy was made for this. Holy shit. Well, people who weren't made for this, John. John's back. He's not a detective anymore. He's been told to stop showing up to crime, please. He shows up to crime. We're at a church. There's an old man full of coins. And to me, this read so instantly as like, oh, it's a mega church making a bunch of money and he killed Joel Osteen. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's always happening in media. And then they like go over all the details and it's like, he was the pastor of a mega church and they killed Joel Osteen. And it's like, oh, okay, word. So it is just that. And John starts rambling about like, no, it's got to be part of our big murder chain. This isn't a solo thing. And then the cop's like, no, man, we already have somebody for this. You're not a cop. Go home, John. John, get out of here, man.
No, I like doing detective stuff and being an alcoholic. Those are my two character traits.
Please pay for my expensive hotel room, though. Aww.
Yeah. I was putting this on the company card.
God, yeah, that is crazy as hell that he's just been there. Yeah, so then we cut back to John at the hotel bar. He is now an alcoholic. Congratulations, John. You finally did it. You're drinking without anyone prompting you to first. I'm so proud of you. We all knew you could do it. And then Liz Taylor finds him, and he just has a big retort like, oh, I just love my kids so much. I can't deal with it. I love my kids. To which, yeah, notes here. So where is Scarlett? We'll find out soon.
Yeah, she's not been in this episode yet, in case you're thinking, oh, well, was she in the beginning of this episode? No, we haven't seen Scarlett in an episode or so. We will, though, and it will be very funny.
Yes.
He's like shit-faced and Liz is like, you're kind of making a scene. Maybe you should go up to your room and take a little nap. And he throws a little temper tantrum. I don't even remember really about what. He just throws a temper tantrum.
He says, and he has a silly line that's like, if I'm going to have a breakdown, I'm going to enjoy it. Let's do this, you know, or whatever. So
we needed to know he's an alcoholic in case there was any curiosity left in the audience. We needed to know for sure he's an alcoholic, which like they're showing us this like, oh, this is what he used to be like. But like we saw what he used to be like. It's not this. He was just a guy who sometimes drank when he had a hard day or like saw something particularly fucked up. Like he wasn't
also
like this.
Like clearly was not the cause of his child being abducted, but that did end up, you know, influencing. They're acting like it was like, oh yeah, he lost the kid because he was fucking drunk, and it's like, no, he was not. We saw he was on the boardwalk. He was sober. What are you talking about?
It would have been a better plot point. They might have well have done it, but they didn't. It's so weird that they didn't, but they explicitly didn't. Damn it, American Horror Story. Why did you make your life hard?
Yeah, it's crazy that they didn't, like, on so many levels, but, like, truly it is a why did you do this? It just makes this make less sense. Of, like, that's the natural implication. Like, if this was a, like, show don't tell show or vice versa, like, that's what most other shows would imply. Is like, oh yeah, his alcoholism that everyone keeps talking about is why his son got taken. That's why Lady Gaga stole him, because he was a dangerous father.
At the very least, they could have had him, like, be drunk the day that the kid was taken, and, like, even though it wasn't his fault, he just, like, didn't see anything and then blamed himself because when he should have been able to look for his son, he was fucking trash. Like, or, that, yeah.
Or he got blamed for it, even though it wasn't his fault, but he was drunk, so they assume it's his fault. You know what I mean? Like, there's a million places you can go with it. Hell, just, that's the reason he drank. His son went missing. But instead it's like, nah, I saw a weird murder, and then I quit drinking by the time my son disappeared, and I didn't relapse until I went to murder hotel, you know, but...
And then my wife baited me.
Until everyone kept calling me a pussy for not drinking. Yeah.
Until everyone said I was a fake alcoholic and that I had no balls. Then I started drinking again.
Want me to pour you a virgin margarita? Virgin boy.
John crying in the corner.
What the fuck are we doing here? Yeah.
I wasn't owned.
Those 80s drug commercials, but for alcohol, you know, like, oh, you're not drinking? What are you, a pussy? You know, but.
Literally every character talking to John, just being like, pussy, no balls, you won't drink alcohol, alcoholic boy.
Like, everyone doing the worst thing possible and just being like, you were more interesting when you drank. Did you know that? Like,
man, maybe I wouldn't be divorcing you if you had drunk more. That's crazy, says Alex.
You were a better father when you were drunk, a better detective. Honestly, like, I didn't know why you stopped.
God, I wish that was the plot.
You drove better, so too. It was weird. Anyway, sorry.
So John is working his way up to his room, and at some point along the way, the Swedish girls just, like, show up and start, circling him like sharks. Like, literally, these two women start doing circles. Right. If this happened to me, my first response would be like, is this a TikTok? Are you TikToking me right now?
I'd be like, are you about to rob me? Is this, like, a setup for, like, a very elaborate heist? Am I about to get robbed?
Yeah, they're either doing that or casting a spell. I'm not interested in finding out which. So after they circle him for a bit, it basically just cuts to them having sex with him. And then there's just, like, blood all over, and it, like, seems...
This is so
honestly
weird.
It seems like a cool time, if we're being honest. I don't really see what the big deal is. John runs away. He's like, oh no, these beautiful women are having sex with me. Oh, I gotta go. And then he runs down to the lobby, like, butt naked and covered in blood. And to some extent, it's just like, I get you're freaked out about the blood, but at some point, in for a penny, in for a pound, and I feel like we're well past the blood freak out stage, right? Like, right, John should be, like, he should just be like, okay, I'll roll with this. Like, I'll make this work.
I guess I'm more concerned for the Swedish girls, because, like, they don't, like, summon blood. So, like, I don't really know where that blood is coming from or, like, why it's there. So if I was them, I'd be like, huh. Should we be worried about this? Nah, I'm sure it's fine. Vin Diesel wouldn't want us to be afraid.
I'm sure John is probably like, okay, I gotta pretend not to see the blood until after I nut. Okay, and then like, no, what the heck is all this?
Me looking at the bloody sheet so that I don't finish fast, and then looking back at my wife, and then looking at the bloody sheets.
We John having
sorry, baseball, you've been replaced.
John having the worst case of whiskey dick that anyone's ever seen, and it just makes him hallucinate blood. Also,
and so,
he runs butt-ass naked down to the lobby, like, covered in blood, and the two girls stay behind in his bed and keep fucking each other, and they seem to be, like, super into it. And I'm like, well, maybe that should just be your purpose of, like, just kissing each other for the rest of eternity, because you seem to be, like, super into it, and you were really sad before, so, like, and John's not even here
honestly,
anymore.
Yeah,
like, and you were having a great time up until then, so maybe just, like, figure out the blood thing, cut that out, and you can just be, like, the really good high roll on the hotel gotcha. Like, which ghost did you get? Oh, I got the lady who makes all the water blood. That sucks. I got the two hot Swedes.
Yeah. Want to have sex, yeah.
Fuck. Should have gone for the SSR room. I knew it.
They're not SSR. They're just S-ring, because the downside is that they will constantly quote the Fast and the Furious while you're having sex. That is the only downside.
Funny you think that's a downside.
I've weighed the pros and cons here.
You know, it's crazy. The first movie was just about stealing DVD players, and then this one, they're in space.
Ludacris flies out of a helicopter or something, I think. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've seen those movies.
I'll have you ladies know I did the Fast 7 IMDb page.
Oh, that's so hot. Yeah.
So John gets down to the bar and sees Liz, and or down to the front desk, and Liz kind of gives him the, hey,
how's
man,
your breakdown going?
Get up to your room.
Yeah,
how's that breakdown going, chuckle fuck? And yeah, they take him up to his room, and he, once they're up there, the women are still there, but like they're not bothered by the blood, but the blood is still there, right?
They're not bloody.
Am I remembering this correctly?
They're not bloody, but there is still the blood there, like everywhere on the sheets and stuff, which indicates that it's real.
I kind of, like, I was trying to take away maybe somehow they're like, oh, we're ghosts, we have to haunt people. Hey, did you know we can just manifest blood during a threesome, I guess, you know? And that's supposed to be like, I'm enjoying this too. That's a purpose now, which I don't know, whatever. But like,
but Liz was like also there, and she's fine with it. So what the hell? Why wouldn't she be like, whoa, blood everywhere? I guess just like, huh? Guess there's a new ghost, and they do blood stuff. Guess I'll go get the maid.
Oh, what did Donovan tell you? Is this that purpose bullshit? Jesus Christ!
This always happens. He hates the ghost. There's a real vampire versus ghost hierarchy problem here at the Hotel Cortez. Donovan's kind of an asshole. Yeah. Then the maid drops a very bizarre line, because she's in there too cleaning up the blood TM. And she's like, Nordic women just don't respect the linens. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? What is that?
Yeah,
what
some
could
real
that
aggressive
mean?
Like, that's some like 1920s, like that wasn't even correct racism in the 1920s racism.
Right.
Just like, what do you mean if the elevator was any smaller, we'd be in Norway? That's not a stereotype. Like, what are you talking about?
Also, like, are you interacting with a lot of Nordic women, Miss Buttersworth or whatever her name is? Like, what is her deal? What is her problem?
Oh God, yeah. So they James March shows up at some point, and John starts hooting and hollering, to which I have a feeling James was just like, this is great, I love it. I love when this guy gets mad. It's my favorite thing.
I love owning this guy. I like making this guy tilted specifically. It's my purpose as a ghost. I thought it was to keep serial killing, but turns out it's just to troll this guy. This is my new purpose, is to troll John, whatever his last name is. Low, Doe, whatever, Roe.
They call it pranking, I've heard, but it's a wonder.
The kids call it the epic pwn or something.
These Nords love their blood during sex. It's weird. Anyway.
So for some reason, having sex with two perfect Swedes was what made John go, I gotta leave. I have to go. I can't be here anymore. That's the turning point. Everything up till now was cool. That, I gotta go. And so he's like, he unpacks his suitcase and he's getting ready, getting packed and showering. And we see the boss baby, watching him as he showers, and then it cuts to black, and then John's home. I hope it's not the most obvious thing in the world happening. Just kidding. Of course it's the most obvious thing in the world happening, but more importantly, we finally figure out where Scarlet was.
So bad.
I think it's
so
good.
He goes home and found Scarlet. She was at Dina's, whoever that is, like a friend's house or whatever. And Scarlet just immediately is like, hey, mom left like 3 days ago and you haven't called. And what the fuck is going on? And John's like, oh, you're not mad at dad, are you?
Like, rewinding just a few seconds to back to she was at Dinah's or Dina's or whatever. She's like, yeah, mom left 3 days ago. And do you know how embarrassing it is to, like, not be able to get a hold of your mom? I'm like, embarrassing isn't the word I would use. I think if I wasn't really allowed to go over to other people's houses as a kid. But I think if I was and I tried to call my mom or dad to be picked up and then my mom or dad didn't answer for 3 days, the people I was with would call the police.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Like, I was a kid who very regularly went to other kids' houses in the neighborhood. And yeah, usually what would happen is at some point the parents would call each other and be like, oh, okay, yeah, kid's still here, still doing okay. Do you need him back tonight? Or is it cool? Like, there'd be so many times where it'd be like, oh, yeah, hey, Mike's already over here. Do you mind if he just spends the night? Like, we got the guest bed and all that. You know, like that kind of exchange. And yeah, 100%. If they called my house and nobody picked up, it'd be like, huh, that's weird. And frankly, at some point it would be, hey, you know what? Let's drive you over there and see what's, you know, figure out what's going on. Maybe there's a power outage or something.
You can't live here, right? Yeah. Like that's not,
yeah.
We can't just adopt you. It's not like it's not squatter's rights if you just stay here for a certain amount of time.
Clothes for you for like 3 days. You know what I mean? Like we don't have things. Like I get, you know, it's just not gonna
also,
work.
Also, I get
no.
I think they'd have the parents' cell phone numbers, right? Like John's was a cop. Like you'd think that they would. Oh, we can't get a hold of the mom.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna call her dad then.
100%. There's like a couple of kids down the street that like my kids play with, and like I almost never talk to the parents outside of pleasantries, but we have each other's numbers because that's what you friggin' do, right? Like you don't just go like just go there. I don't need to know anything about you anymore. You know, like what? Like it's crazy, but.
Things were different in the 70s. Wait, I'm being handed a note. This is 2015.
Didn't answer my phone 3 times, and now the damn leprechauns took my kids. I can't believe this.
So, like, yeah, dad of the year here is, like, unpacking, you know, and then it's like, let's see here. Oh, yeah, so, like, she's,
so,
like,
yeah,
upset. And then
as he's unpacking, he just, he doesn't notice. He just opens the suitcase on the bed for us, the audience, and then immediately walks away. And we see that the luggage is breathing. Because, yeah, the baby got in his luggage because, sure.
Heavy-ass breathing baby. Just want to say, heavy-ass breathing baby. That thing was moving. I've had my cat lay in the bottom of my suitcase before as I was packing for a trip. My clothes didn't move when he breathed or anything. So this baby is like in an iron lung, essentially, because it is moving every article of clothing that's in there. How would he not notice it?
Powerful diaphragm.
Yeah.
Big pair of bellows that he's holding.
All vampire babies have this. But now it's time for him to be a dad, and he decides that he's going to be a dad, and he goes to go see Scarlet, who's crying, which is fair. Scarlet's been through a lot the last couple of weeks, and he happens to be holding
She's
a shirt.
Nine!
Yeah, and she happens to see him holding a shirt that he decided to bring in this room for some fucking reason that's covered in blood, and Scarlet's like, hey, what the fuck is that about? And he's like, oh, no, it's fine. There was an accident at the hotel. It's okay. Don't be scared. And she fucks off. She's like, this sucks. Goodbye. And then he goes back in his room like, oh, shucks, I shouldn't have brought the bloody shirt in there. I don't know why I did that. And then there's like clothes all over the floor. And he's like, what the? And so, of course, he did what any normal person would do and loaded a gun. because his clothes got knocked off the bed. And he like goes to the kitchen, and Scarlett is not in the kitchen, but she's beside the kitchen, sitting on the couch watching cartoons.
It is such a funny framing too, because they very like explicitly have only John visible in the kitchen and like Scarlett watching cartoons. So all you see is Scarlett just enjoying a little popcorn, watching a little Tom and Jerry. And then John just starts like pulling up a gun and being like, oh no, oh no, oh no. And it just starts firing in the middle of a house, which, let me tell you, first of all, I know realism, whatever, who cares. Being next to a gunshot of like a 9mm in that enclosed of a space with no hearing protection, no one's able to hear anything for the next 5 minutes. It sucks. It's miserable. but at least Scarlett has a pretty reasonable reaction to, my dad just started shooting 3 feet to my left and starts like screaming and being scared, which like, that's a crazy thing to do.
Can I also add, even from like, we the audience know what he's firing at, but I would like to revisit what I said earlier in our last episode of reminding the audience, John doesn't fucking know about the vampires. He only knows about ghosts. He has no idea about vampires or Lady Gaga's deal. He has not had any interactions with that side of the story. So like, he sees a baby that's like a little fucked up looking, and is like, well, I gotta shoot it. I have to put it. Yeah, I gotta shoot it.
What a day I've had. My threesome went to shit, and now a baby? Uh-uh. I'm not the father. Bang.
This all started with ghost hand job, and it's all been downhill from here. This sucks.
Oh. Oh,
poor John. Yeah, so he's like, oh no, I scared my daughter. And I'm like, yeah, maybe she should go back and stay with a neighbor or whatever. But we cut back to the hotel, and Will, Lady Gaga, and his 12-year-old kid, whose name I can't remember, are coming back. And Will is carrying his 12-year-old. I'm emphasizing 12-year-old because this is a big fucking kid. It's weird that he's carrying him with no effort expended whatsoever. But he's just carrying him. And Lady Gaga's like, wow, wasn't that such a cool time in Paris that we didn't show any footage of? this nebulous Paris trip that was really important for some reason. That was so cool. And they kiss on the mouth and they say, I love you. And then Liz Taylor is waiting for Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga's like, oh, hey, I can hear your heart beating. What's up with that? And I'm like, you're not that kind of vampire.
Yeah.
Why do you hear that?
They've decided she is also an empath. It's like, oh, great. She wasn't annoying enough.
Yeah, I hear your heart beating. I'm like, yeah, we all have that. Is it just deafening all the time for you, or what's the deal?
Yeah, and just trying to be like, oh, mentions like, oh, do you want surgery? I'll pay for everything. And she goes, no, it's something else I want to talk about. And then eventually Liz just confesses, oh, hey, I love Tristan. We're in a relationship together, that kind of thing. And Lady Gaga says, interesting, which is fairly accurate for all of us involved, because this twist came out of nowhere and also makes no sense.
Yeah, that was a very polite way of saying what I thought when I first saw them having sex on my screen, which was, huh, did I miss an episode? Am I stupid? Chad, is this real?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Imagine if that's what Lady Gaga said at that point, is instead of interesting, just, Chad, is this real?
Is this real? I have top men looking into this. It's like, oh, okay. And then Yeah, Lady Gaga tells Liz, like, you can have him once I'm done with him. Liz fights back a little bit. And then Lady Gaga's like, oh, you know what? Let's go talk to him. Then it cuts back to Alex coming to see John and Scarlett for some reason. I don't know why Alex is here. Why is Alex here? Do we know?
I think she's looking for Boss Baby, though I don't know why she would equate John leaving, because she knows that John left because she's been keeping like close tabs on him since she got to the hotel. But like, I assume that she's like, oh, my idiot detective husband probably stole the Boss Baby. I don't know.
I assume she just got tired of looking. She just needed a nap. It was like, all right, hell with this. I need a break. And then, oh,
I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Oh, John, you're here. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, you seen a little Boss Baby around here anywhere? And John's oh, no.
John, are you sober? Have you not been drinking? Jesus Christ, we talked about this so many times. But,
she storms off to the kitchen and pulls out a bottle of vodka from the cabinet and shoves it into his hand. Like, get drinking, idiot. Yeah. I also don't know why Alex is there. Again, that's my best estimation, is that she somehow correlated her husband leaving to that he stole the Boss Baby. And then a detective shows up. I think the detective shows up because Scarlett called the police. I don't know. I don't know why the cops are there. And Alex is like, detective guy.
Maybe someone called the cops after they heard a gunshot inside multiple times. Yeah.
Yeah. And it just so happens that I guess his partner, Andy, the guy who we keep seeing, also responded to this call, even though I would think he had maybe other things to be doing. And then he's like, yeah, no, Scarlett's fine. And then Alex is like, cool. Take my child to her grandmother's. And I'm like, that's not what detectives do. They're not like Uber for your kids. Like, you take her to your grandma's house. Yeah. What do you mean?
This feels like they want us to believe they're like way closer to the police they are, that like John and Alex were like a police family TM, but they don't like act like that even a little bit. And clearly no one tried. It's one of those things where like they've kept telling us like John is this legendary cop, he's the most genius detective and everyone respects him so much, but that's like just what they keep telling us. Every time they show us, it's like someone being like, that guy stinks. That guy is the worst at his job. I don't have a clue what he's doing. Oh, he figured out someone super glued a penis. Big whoop, man.
Oh my god. And yeah, and then the detective, I guess, does take Scarlett to go be with her grandma. Bye, Scarlett. Again,
cool 4 minutes of screen time. See you later, idiot.
Scarlett shows up, gets traumatized again, and then disappears for another few episodes.
Yep.
And then John's all sad and he's like weeping and he's like, our daughter's afraid of me. And Alex is like, you should maybe get some sleep. Remember, you're not an alcoholic. You're just probably tired and grumpy. And he's like, oh, you just want to go back to the hotel. And I'm like, okay. She's like, maybe. And then she's like, I'm leaving. And then she does. And she goes, she's walking back to the car, ? I don't know how she got here. But she's walking somewhere outside the house. And she like intuits that there's a Boss Baby in the bushes somehow. It's not like making noises or anything. She's just like, smells like Boss Baby out here. And then she bends down and Boss Baby is in the bushes. But what's really funny is they do, just so you guys know, if you're not watching along with us, anytime that they are showing that it's the POV of the Boss Baby, it's because it's a little like a low to the ground camera looking up at the characters with like some growling noises. But the problem is that they put the camera too close to the ground. So the implication is that Boss Baby, it could fit in the palm of your hand, hypothetically. Very small Boss Baby. And now, regrettably, we have reached the final plot beat of Tristan's story. Tristan comes in and is like, hey, what are you guys both doing in the same room, Lady Gaga and Liz Taylor? And Lady Gaga's like, sit on the bed. I'm going to make everybody some drinks. I taste emotions or some bullshit, because that's what vampires do.
So
I'm Dracula,
they're about to... Yeah, they're about to try and, like, do this whole, like, whoa, can you believe she's that much of a villain moment? Which, like, the problem is, like, yeah, no, we know. We've seen already. She, like, killed all those people, remember? Because someone cheated on, like, that was, like, the... That's already happened. Like, we know she does this. Yeah. And so, they set this up like it's like a big, like, oh no, what is she gonna, do it? Is she not gonna do it? And the whole time it's like, yeah, she's gonna, kill somebody. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And, has them sit down and is like, I can taste emotions. And you know what? I love every flavor of emotion except betrayal. It's so bitter and gross. It tastes like dookie.
Yeah.
I just don't get what this speech is supposed... She's not an empath. That's not, like, a thing she did before now. She noticed that Kathy Bates was sweaty. Like, that was it. And that's not, like, a breakthrough. That's just, like, looking clammy, ma'am. Like,
and she was a full-on vampire at that point. She should have known. This is her deal, but yeah, no.
Yeah.
That's like they told you. You know what I mean? Like, it's not really like they're, like, had this behind your back for a while. It's like, hey, we hooked up once, you know, I think we want to make this a thing. Look, you're not into this guy, right? And she's like, you betrayed me, slash. So yep, that's Tristan.
Yeah R.I.P. little fella.
Tristan just has a moment of being like, you just like breaking people's hearts. You like that part. That's the part you like. Which, like, yeah, she has pretty explicitly said a bunch of times, like, oh, the sadness is the sweetest part. Like, that kind of shit. So he's, like, kind of on the money. Dumb guy is right once. And then, she just stands up and, yeah, like, it really is. The way Slow Beef put it feels like very abrupt, but like that's how it is. It is that level of abrupt. Like she just kind of flicks her hand to the right and it's like a 10 inch deep jugular cut through his whole neck. It's really silly.
Yeah. And there's kind of like no bravado to it. She's just like, so do you guys want to be together? And they're like, yeah. And she's like, oh, cool, 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 cool. And then she kills Tristan, and then he's dead. And that's, like, it. That's, like, the whole scene. And then she starts to head downstairs, and she tells Liz Taylor to bury Tristan and that he's hers now. And then she goes down to see Boss Baby, now in a new wedding dress. This time it's blue. And she's like, oh, no, the Boss Baby's room is open. And then she walks in, and Alex is sitting there with Boss Baby in her lap. And Alex did the vampire thing to the Boss Baby, I guess, that she did to the other kid and saved it. She's like, yeah, the Boss Baby lost a lot of blood. And Gaga's like, no. And she's like, it's fine. I gave him my blood. It's cool. It's good. And Lady Gaga's like, you're my best friend now, Alex.
The baby, like, clearly already has... the condition, right? Like, why else can it fly? Why does it need to be turned into a vampire now? Is the Boss Baby like a third secret, more fucked up thing? Like, what?
Well, I think it's more so just that she gave him blood to, like, because he had lost some, not to turn him into a vampire. But that begs the question, okay, so we could just be drinking each other's blood if we're vampires? Like, what is that about? That doesn't seem right. That doesn't seem right at all. Who fucking knows? And then the final thing that is said is Alex is like, oh, I saved your baby because you saved mine. And I'm like, your kid was like fine before Lady Gaga stole him.
He was on a carousel.
Yeah. Your son was good.
He was riding a little horse. Yeah. He was having a great time just riding around on a horse. Yeah. He was experiencing merriment. And you snatched him.
Thank you, Lady Gaga. You're my best friend. And that's kind of where it's where it wraps up. That's the end of the episode.
I'm so glad we got to see so much of Room 33, the most important room in the whole hotel.
God, there's a fucked up baby in it. Sometimes. Like, that's about it.
And sometimes he's not in room 33. And when the fucked up baby's not in room 33, you should be asking, where is the fucked up baby?
Yeah, that's the secret. You think the problem is when room 33 is full of fucked up baby, but it's actually when it's empty. That's what you got to watch for.
What if we're all in room 33? Oh, no. Dun, dun. Oh,
American Horror Story, God. Room 33.
Oh, don't fucking tempt him. Well, thank you so much for listening, everybody. That's going to do it for this episode. Next time, talking about Flicker.
Oh, like that movie.
Man. What is that? Wait, is that a movie?
Yeah. A better horror movie
than this. I
think
you mean like quarter circle forward kick if you're playing Ed on Street Fighter 6.
That's right, Ed Gaming. I got that reference. Yay. That's for me. That's not for you, listener. That's for me. Don't laugh at that. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. We'll catch you next time for Flicker. Have a great evening.
Bye.